St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day is celebrated by Irish and not-so-Irish communities the world over. The one day where the world thinks it's Irish and it's acceptable to wear green. But who is the man to thank for it? Well, the man himself isn't actually from Ireland. He was born in Britain to Roman parents living in either Scotland or Wales, depending on who you ask. He was one of the most successful Christian missionaries in history. He didn't exactly have a conventional childhood. When he was around 14 years old, he was captured and taken to Ireland. He was enslaved and spent 6 years herding sheep. He eventually returned to Ireland in his 30s as a missionary among Celtic pagans. He believed he was called by God to Christianise Ireland, so he joined the Catholic Church and studied for 15 years before being consecrated at the Church's second missionary to Ireland. Legend has it that he brought the Latin alphabet to Ireland and used his native shamrock as a symbol of the Holy Trinity while he was preaching. Speaking of the shamrock, St. Patrick is said to have created the tradition drowning the shamrock, meaning the shamrock that has been worn on a lapel badge should be put in the last drink of the evening. He also said that everyone should have a drop of the hard stuff on his day. It was actually the Americans who celebrated St. Patrick's Day before the Irish. It was first celebrated in Boston in 1737. Today, around 34 million Americans claim Irish ancestry. It is thought that St. Patrick died on the 17th of March, 461 AD. Centuries later, he was honoured as the patron saint of Ireland. As well as being a national holiday in Ireland, it is also a holiday in the island of Montserrat in the Caribbean, as it was founded by Irish refugees, early Irish settlers to the American colonies, many of whom were indentured servants, brought the Irish tradition of celebrating St. Patrick's Day to America. Hundreds of thousands of people attend the Dublin Parade, whilst the rivers dyed green for a while in Chicago. So there you have it. St. Patrick wasn't Irish, and he technically gave us all an excuse to drink. Sensibly, of course. Have a grand St. Patrick's Day.